Good afternoon, everyone. Again, Merry Christmas. Now, for our service today, again, we've been talking about heart, okay? Isang linggo na lang po, Pasko na, with so many parties, ang dami na pong, lahat na, di ba? Lahat ng everything we do now is talagang, ang bagal na napansin nyo, bumabagal, di ba? Yung pila, ang haba, di ba? Yung traffic, ang haba, di ba? Yung pila sa yung pila pagbayad sa grocery, ang haba. Pati pagkuha ng pera, ang haba. Di ba? Pati ATM, ang haba. Yung ibang ATM nga, sabi sa akin, yung ibang ATM, nag-crash na. Okay? Sa dami ng taong pumipindot, no? Naubusan na. Di ba? And then, talagang, ang daming ganun, di ba? Tapos, ang dami mo ng party. Si iba po sa inyo, party inaatin na nyo, dalawa, sa isang araw, no? So, ang dami mo ng concern. Imbis na maging masaya yung Christmas mo, nagiging stressful. Di ba? Kaka-relate kayo? Di ba? You know what I'm saying? Di ba? Nakaka-stress, di ba? Hindi mo alam kung anong party pupuntahan mo. Hindi mo alam kung anong regalo yung bibigay mo. Hindi mo alam kung sigurado ka mapupunta ka ba sa party na yun. Makikita ko siya. Nandun. Di ba? Parang, hello? Di ba? Nakaka-stress. Di ba? Isa pang stressful situation yan is that minsan, pagka ganitong panahon, okay, pagkatapos ng Christmas season, nagkakamot ka ng ulo, bakit ang takin ng utang ko? Di ba? Ang dami ko utang. Ginamit mo nang ginamit yung credit card mo kasi ang daling mag-swipe. Di ba? Pagka yung pera kasi bubunutin sa wallet, ang hirap, di ba? Parang, pakakawalan ko ba itong 1,000 na ito? Di ba? Parang, pero pagka card, swipe it. Di ba? Parang ang bilis eh, no? And then, ganyan, isa pang worries natin at the end of this season is kadalasan po yung mga pantalong binili mo, hindi na nga siya sa'yo. Di ba? Talagang bigla kang lumobo. Di ba, sana kung kagaya ko ng ibang tao dyan na talagang nagbubuhat ng bakal araw-araw, no? Talagang maganda yung braso. Nandito yung aking mga kaibigan, eh, no? Hindi ko na po babanggitin na nandito si Pastor Jeff, saka si Pastor Earl. Okay, yan po yung mga idol ko, eh. Pagdating sa pagbubuhat ng bakal, no? Anyway, di ba, minsan, yun ang worry mo na tumataba ka na. Di ba? Actually, ang dahil mo nang kinain, eh. Di ba? Actually, pwede ka nang hindi kumain for 2 months. Kasi kinain mo na lahat. No, in the last few parties that you had, and I'm sure meron pa po kayong party nga atinan. Tama po ba? Hindi pa tapos ang parties. Di ba, kala mo lang tapos na, meron pa yan. Kaya nga, ang solusyon ko sa inyo, mag-join po kayo sa ating prayer and fasting on January. Alright? January, huwag niyo pong kalilimunan to. Talagang napakasaya po nito. And again, for the first time, like what RB said, no, for the first time, buo, international po, buong lahat po ng every nation around the world will be doing the same thing. Okay, we'll be doing this together as a church, as a family. Talk about that. Okay, two weeks ago, we talked about Zechariah, di ba? Hark and believe. Di ba? Hark and believe. Pinag-usapan natin, maniwala ka, Zechariah. God is saying something and God is going to do something. Hark, ibig mong sabihin, listen. Di ba? Kasi sobrang dami na nating naririnig ngayon, sa sobrang kabisihan natin, minsan hindi na natin naririnig yung sinasabi ni Lord this Christmas. Minsan nami-miss out na natin kung ano ba talaga ang ibig sabihin at essence ng Christmas. Akala natin puro party. Pagka shopping, buhay na buhay yung dugo mo. Pagka yung party, buhay na buhay ka. Pagka yung pagko-quiet time na, natutulog ka na, talagang quiet. Napaka-quiet. Na naririnig lang hilig mo, di ba? Parang you know, but we need to really understand ano ba tong Christmas? That is why we came up with this series, Heart. Because we really need to take time out. We really need to take time to listen to what God is saying in His Word and believe His promises for us this Christmas. Amen? So, Zechariah week 1. And then week 2, we talked about Mary. Diba? Mary, we talked about hark and trust. So trust the Lord again. And Mary was so amazing. Okay, she was so young. She didn't know what was happening. And yet, she had faith in God and believed that the Lord is doing something. And she believed what God said. Kaya talagang the Lord commended her. Diba? And that is why. And then today, we will talk about hark and obey. Hark and obey. Hark and obey. We will be talking about Joseph this time. And when I saw this title, and then when I was preparing for this sermon, okay, I remembered this old hymn. Kanina kumanta po tayo ng doxology, no? Natutuwa po ako pag may kinakanta tayo mga old songs na ganon kasi nakaka-relate po ako, no? Ito po, meron po another old song that I remember when I was preparing for this sermon, another hymn. It's called Trust and Obey. Trust and Obey. Ang sabi po ng word, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Okay ba? Di ba ang ganda? Can you say that with me? Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Okay, that's what we want. Okay, hopefully we will learn that lesson today. Can we please all stand as we read God's word today in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Before we read this passage of scripture, I would like to ask you to forgive me. Okay, because at the beginning of this series, I said that all the texts that we will be reading and studying will be coming from the Gospel of Luke, and I was wrong. Okay, would you please forgive me? Okay. Bino-forgive niyo po ba ako? Kasi baka mamaya hindi kayo maka-move on. No, hindi kayo makinig ng message. Sinungaling tong pastor na to. Sabi, look. Okay. Will you please forgive me before we study the word, alright? So Matthew chapter 1. Paki-open niyo po yung inyong Bible. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would lead us today. Help us, Lord God, to listen to your voice and to obey your voice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, when you look at this story, pag binasa mo lang, no? When you look at that, there are a few things that we could learn from the life of Joseph. There are a few things that we could learn from the way he listened and he obeyed the word of God. Very interesting, because Joseph is one of the few characters in the Bible that I could say he's a man of few words. Okay? Actually, when you read his stories, you will find out that he's not only a man of few words, but he's a man of no words. Okay? Talagang walang sinasabi to. He's very silent. He just, you know, amazing about Joseph, he would listen to what God would say, and he would obey what God would say without saying anything. He's a man of action. And I hope that, you know, as the Lord will say something to you, and I'm pretty sure that some of you, meron na pong sinasabi sa inyo si Lord this Christmas. Ano pa yung pinagagawa ni Lord to you this Christmas and that you need to obey? What is that something that God has been asking you to do and obey this Christmas season? And I hope and pray that we will be like Joseph. That we will be like Joseph, that we would obey immediately, that we would obey unconditionally, and that we would obey wholeheartedly. And because that's what we will see in Joseph's life today. But before we get to his obedience, let's also look at the agony that he experienced when this thing came about. Okay, verse 18, from what we read, it says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah. Okay, this, I'm now looking at NIV. Okay, NIV. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, which is Christ. Okay, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. Now, pledged to be married, the word that we read earlier was she was betrothed to Joseph. Betrothal is something that the Jewish people do. Okay, it is more than an engagement in our day and time. It's a one year period wherein the parents of the couple will meet and they will agree that this is supposed to happen. So, ang nangyari po niyan, yung parents po ni Joseph at yung parents ni Mary, they met together normally nangyari yung mga meeting niyan at the entrance of the city where all the elders and the leaders of the community are also present. in the meeting. So they decided that he is going, that Mary and Joseph will be betrothed to one another. Now, itong betrothal is something that have, you know, that can only be broken by divorce. Okay? Hindi kagaya yung engagement, di ba? Tawagin mo off. You just called engagement off, wala na. Di ba? Ito, tagailangan mo ng divorce. Because you are actually legally married. Legally married, but you are not living together. For 1 year. For 1 year, okay? So that's the idea. So she was betrothed or pledged to Joseph, to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, okay, before they actually lived together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, can you imagine the agony that Joseph was feeling, okay? Ito yung ganyang dream girl. Siguro nung nakikita niya si Mary, when Mary was still growing up, by the way, Mary was about 13 to 15 years old. Okay, when this happened, huh? 13 to 15 years old, kakasal na? Opo, ganun po yung kultura nila eh. Okay, hindi po natin maunawaan yun sa ating kultura, no? Pero in that culture, that's what happens. So nakita niya lumaki itong si Mary, no? Talagang nakita niya, talagang maganda yung babae. And this is someone that he really wants to marry. Okay, talagang mahal niya si Mary. And then all of a sudden, before they came together, you know, they probably had dinner together. Baka nag-date sila ni Mary when this happened. Okay, Mary took Joseph to a date, and then they were having their meal together. Maybe may tumutugtog na music doon ni Bruno Mars or something. Di ba, nakikinig sila ng music, ang ganda. And then Mary all of a sudden said something. I mean, hey Joseph, honey, I have something to tell you. So siguro si Joseph was wondering, wow, ano kaya yung sikreto na sabihin niya? Ano kaya itong surprise ni Mary sa akin? And then she dropped the bomb. Sabi niya, Joseph, I'm pregnant. What? Can you imagine? You know, hindi pa kayo nagsasama. And then talaga namang ikaw, you're a righteous man. And then all of the sudden, itong babae na pakakasalan mo, buntis na. Di ba, paano ka magre-react? How are you going to react if you find out? Di ba, if you were Joseph, what would you do? Siguro ako si Joseph, ako lang po ito ha, ako lang po. Okay. Ako lang. Kung ako si Joseph, siguro nakaupo kami sa lamesang ganun. Papagsakan ko yung lamesang ganun. Baka itapong ko yung lamesa. At sabihin ko, sinong lalaking binagpalit mo sa akin? Sino? Sinong mas gwapo sa akin? Sino? Di ba? Siguro ganun gagawin ko. Di ba? Pero amazing, si Joseph did not react that way. Pero I am pretty sure he was wondering, what in the world is happening here? Okay? Ano nangyari dito? Akala ko ba okay itong babae na to? Diba? Nakita ko na to. Ang ganda-ganda, ang bait-bait. Nagsisilbi sa pamilya niya palagi. And all of the sudden, now she's pregnant. Di ba most likely, siguro pumunta sila sa OB, no? Nagpunta sila sa doctor, pinacheck kung talaga pambunti siya. At sinabi, positive. Di ba? Nagpa-ultrasound pa siguro kung may ultrasound no? Di ba? Wala pa siguro ultrasound. Pero talaga tapos na gano'n. Nag-ano yung pregnancy test. No, nakalagay. Ilang guhit? Alam nyo, hindi ko alam yun eh. Okay? Dalawang guhit. Ibig sabihin, positive talaga. Grabe, buntis talaga. Paano to? Can you imagine the agony of that? And then, by the way, to make matters worse, okay? Their community is about 200 people lang. So everybody knows everybody. So can you imagine Joseph was wondering, teka muna, paano nangyari ito? Paskong Pasko. Bagay, wala pang Pasko noon eh, no? Iniisip ka. Wala pa palang Pasko. Iniisip lang niya, di ba? Malapit na akong ikasal, di ba? Ikakasal na ako, biglang nawala. Parang nawala lahat. Yung naglaho lahat. Yung kanyang pinapangarap. Yung pinapangarap niya magiging baby nila. Yung pinapangarap niya anong gagawin niya, design doon sa bahay nila. Anong klaseng lamesa yung ilalagay niya. Anong klaseng upuan. Diba? All of that collapsed. When Mary told him that she's pregnant. Pero nung siguro naiinit. Siguro nakikita ni Mary parang agitated na si Joseph. Sabi ni Mary sa kanya, don't worry. It's okay. Wala akong pinagpalat sa'yo dahil mahal na mahal kita, Joseph. Really? Oh, eh, huwag kang mag-alala. It's actually by the Holy Spirit. Hindi kayo nagre-react. No? Kasi kung alam niyo lang yung ano, kasi you have to remember, for 400 years, hindi nagsasalita si Lord. For 400 years, walang prophet that talked about God in the nation of Israel. For 400 years, walang angel na lumalabas. For 400 years, wala silang miracles na narikita. For 400 years, wala silang naririnig na sinasabi ni Lord. And all of a sudden, here is Mary, a 15-year-old girl, would tell Joseph, "Joseph, don't worry. It's the Holy Spirit." Kaya parang, hello? Can you? Now siguro doon sabi ni Joseph, neck-neck mo, di ba? I wasn't born yesterday. I wasn't born yet. I know how babies are made. And I can see that yung kapitbahay natin, kung tumingin sa'yo, napakalagkit. Malamang siya yun. Tapos nung isang araw nakita ko, merong donkey na nakapark doon sa bahay nyo. Malamang siya yun. Diba iniisip ko yung mga iniisip ni Joe? Tapos sabihin mo sa akin, Holy Spirit ka dyan. Diba kanya? Yeah, the agony of that. For so long, he waited for this moment that he will be married. Diba imagine mo yun? Diba imagine mo yung ikakasal ka? Diba ako natatandaan ko na ikakasal ako eh. Tanda-tanda ko pa yan, Kuya Eddie. Diba? Nang talagang kinasal kami September. Okay? Nandun ako sa Cebu, July pa lang. Pinauwi na ako ng nanay ni Belen. Ayun, pauwi mo muna yung boyfriend mo. Tagal pa yung kasal nyo. Hindi na ako umuwi. Kasi baka mamaya matanggal yung helmet. Diba? Mauntog. Can you imagine? And then, you know, I was visualizing anong gagawin ko dun sa kasal. Tapos ano yung ini-imagine ko na yung mangyayari sa kasal. Na paglakad ni Belen dun sa aisle, I'll be singing Stephen Curtis Chapman song. Tomorrow morning when you wake up and the sun does not appear, I will be here. Di ba? Parang, ini-imagine ko na yun, di ba? Can you imagine si Joseph, ini-imagine niya na yun? Ini-imagine na anong kakantahin niya? Tapos paano pagdating ni Mary doon, yung pag... I don't know, Rosanna, ito nangyari. Disgrasyada pala. Tapos of all people, sasabihin ni Mary, don't worry, it's the Holy Spirit. Hello? It's either, siguro si Joseph was thinking, it's either, sira ulo to si Mary, o lukalo ka na. Diba? Hindi pwede mangyari yan. So, ano yung alternative ni Joseph? Okay? What was his alternatives? Ano yung, so, naisip niya na ngayon. So, he was, you know, he was left, nagkaroon siya ng choice. Anong gagawin ko? What will I do? What should I do in this situation? Now, again, I'm pretty sure that God has already told you what is God has been telling you to do this Christmas and that you need to obey. So, ito yung alternative ni Joseph. Okay? Dalawang bagay lang. Okay, itong gagawin niya. This is the thing. Okay, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, ibig pong sabihin, si Joseph really knows the law of God. He understood the law. He knows ano yung pwedeng mangyari sa babaeng nabubuntis na ganyan. Alam niya, okay? So, ang sabi niya, and yet, he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He doesn't want people to know. He doesn't want yung family ni Mary maging usapan ng bayan, no? He had in mind to divorce her quietly. She already made up his mind. So, inisip niya, anong gagawin ko? Ito lang ang gagawin ko. You know, I will divorce her quietly. So, kumbaga, alam ko, mahal ko si Mary, pero I need to, hashtag move on. No, hashtag single again. Hashtag brokenhearted. Di ba? Yung mga ano niya. So yung mga iniisip ni Joseph, but the, you know, and then sabi niya, you know, he will just, ano lang, quietly lang. Hindi niya na mahihiya si Mary. Because that's one alternative. One alternative is, according to Deuteronomy chapter 24, okay, if a man marries a woman, because they're really considered married at this point, okay, itong betrothal, and becomes displeasing to him, because he finds something indecent about her. Indecent. Yung hindi ka, you know, hindi tama. Eh siguro naman, ma-consider natin indecent yung pagiging buntis, di ba? So, meron siyang punto. Di ba? Meron siyang punto. And he writes her a certificate of divorce, okay? So, yung certificate of divorce. You write a letter, and then you give that letter to the woman, and then you leave, and then you let her go. So, wala nang explanation. You just write the letter, i-divorce mo siya. That's one option. And that's the option na iniisip ni Joseph. Yun yung alternative niya. But there's another alternative. Okay, kaya nga sabi nung quietly, he didn't want to put her in public disgrace. Ano ba yung public disgrace? Ito po ang public disgrace. If there is a betrothed virgin, and a man meets her in the city and lies with her, okay, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that city. And you shall what? Stone who? Them. To death. With what? with stone, mahirap bakal, di ba? Stone them with bakal na, no? Stone na nga, di ba? Stone to death. That is the other option. One option is to write her a certificate of divorce and nobody would know. Okay, parang sinasabi niya, okay na lang, I'll just move on. The other option, because kasi si Joseph, man of the law, faithful to the law of God, he understood the law of God. Ito yung other option. Other option is to bring Mary and whoever this Holy Spirit is, okay, hahanapin niya yun. Baka kanya pangalan eh. Ah, okay, hahanapin natin yan. Halugugin natin yung buong, you know, buong Jerusalem, buong Bethlehem to find this man. Okay, and then both of you will be taken out of the city gate. Okay, and the first person that will throw the stone will be Joseph. That's the rule. But Joseph didn't want to do that. Joseph so loved Mary, okay, and he respected her so much. So he was willing just to let it go quietly. Yun lang, napag-isipin niya, okay na, mag-move on na lang ako. Hindi na pala, meron palang ibang nakauna na sa akin. He made up his mind. But you know, amazingly, God gave him another option, which he never thought of. Madalas po, ganyan tayo, di ba? Pag meron tayong hinaharap na bagay sa buhay, hindi natin alam kung ano yung option natin. Hindi na, ito yung option A, option B, wala nang, gandun lang, A or B lang. And sometimes, the Lord will open up another door for us only if we will listen to His voice. Many times, hanggang A and B lang tayo. Pero si Lord, nakikita niya lahat eh. And what did the Lord do? Okay, verse 20 says, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine that? Here is God. God gave him another alternative. You know, one thought, you know, that comes to mind is sometimes our disappointments are God's divine appointment. You hear that? Sometimes our disappointments can be God's divine appointment. Joseph didn't even think of this option. Joseph wasn't even thinking of marrying Mary anymore for his, you know, to be his wife. No, the option is clear. I am not going to marry Mary anymore, and I'm going to just give her a certificate of divorce. But God said, no, Joseph, that is not the alternative that you should take. So, anong makikita natin yan? Yung obedience ni Joseph. Joseph was now given a chance to obey God. Alright? And ito po talaga yung message natin. Okay? Ang daming introduction, eh, no? Ito po yung message. Okay? Joseph's acts of obedience. Ano yung paano nag-obey si Joseph? Well, number one, when you look at the story, okay, when Joseph, number one, Joseph's obedience was immediate. Immediate. How do we know that? Well, look at the verse. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him. That's all he did. Okay, he's the man of few words. The moment he woke up, okay, siguro hindi na siya nag-toothbrush, hindi na siya naghilamos, pagtayong-pagtayo niya sa kama niya, pinuntahan niya si Mary and took Mary and obeyed what God said. Immediately, without asking any questions, okay? And minsan tayo, di ba? Minsan tayo, one of the reasons why we don't obey God is because when He asks us to do something, we're always thinking of what people might say or what people might think about us. Minsan po, ayaw natin mag-invite ng tao sa church. Why? Ano may sabihin ng kaibigan ko kung inviting ko sa church? O minsan ayaw natin mag-share ng gospel. Ayaw natin mag-one-to-one. Bakit? Kasi iniisip natin, baka mamaya may tanong siya, hindi ko maintindihan. Diba? Meron ka palaging iniisip, what if sabihin mo, you know, this Christmas, yung sinasabi ni Lord sa inyo, umuwi ka sa inyo, okay, dun sa Noche Buena, explain mo kung ano yung talagang totoo ibig sabihin ng Christmas. So iniisip, teka muna, makikinig ba sa akin itong mga to? You know, you're always thinking of what people are thinking about you. The reason why it's so difficult for us to obey God. Kasi lagi nating iniisip, ano yung iisipin ng tao? Lalo na tayo mga Pilipino, di ba? Ang lagi nating iniisip, naku, magpapasko. Saan ako pupunta? Di ba, pag-couple kayo, iniisip mo lagi, saan ba tayo mag-Christmas? Sa nanay mo ba o sa nanay ko? Pag nandun ka sa nanay mo, ano ibibigay ko sa nanay mo? Di ba, paano baka hindi natin ito binigay? Baka ibang ano iisipin na? Baka pag hindi tayo pumunta, anong iisipin nila? You know what I'm saying? Di ba ganun po talaga? But Joseph did not even think of that. But he immediately obeyed God. Thought, being too concerned with what people think about you is the quickest way to forget what God thinks about you. Kasi pagkaisip ka ng isip, ano yung siniisip ng tao, nakakalimutan mo na iniisip ni Lord sa'yo. You know, Joseph probably did not understand why is God asking him to marry Mary. He probably didn't understand it fully. Di ba? Imagine, pakakasalan mo si Mary, buntis na eh. Pakakasalan mo pa rin? Eh, paano na lang yun? Pag ngayon nagtatrabaho siya sa labas, tapos kinasal na sila, tapos mayroong mga tao nagbubulungan, dumadaan doon sa ginagawa niyang project. Ay, alam mo yan siya. Kilala mo yan? Ano yan? Sino yan? Si Joseph? Ano? Sino yan, Joseph? Tandaan mo yan, yung inipo, yung ano, yung nadengoy, di ba? Yung mga konting bulungan, tapos hindi mo talaga maintindihan, narinig mo lang, si Joseph, yung bundis, wala ka talaga naintindihan, pero yukunik ko, oo nga, yan nga yun, di ba? Oo, di ba? And sometimes we try to, you know, sometimes not only do we think of other people too much, but we always want to understand things first before we obey God. But the thing is, we don't have to understand completely in order to obey God immediately. Joseph did not have to understand completely. Lalo siguro siyang namangha nung sinabi ni Lord, alam mo anong gagawin nito magiging anak ni Joseph, ni Mary? Alam mo kung anong gagawin niya? He will save the world. By the way, before you forget, this Jesus that is going to be born, that is in Mary's womb, He is the creator of the heaven and the earth. And siguro nag-iisip si Joseph, teka muna, paano kong palalakihin to? Kaya ko pang disiplinahin to? Pwede ko pang paluin to o kung papaluin ito? Di ba? Kaya man, matuturuan ko ba ito ng tama o kung tuturuan ito? Di ba? Kaya man, but he didn't think of that. He just obeyed immediately. And I don't know what God has been telling you to do this Christmas and to obey Him this Christmas. I just hope that you will obey Him immediately. If that means you need to go home and be restored to your family, if that means you need to go out and meet people and share the gospel with them, if that means that God has been telling you to be a blessing to other people, huwag mo nang isipin. Eh, paano wala na ko masyado? Hindi. Yun ang sinasabi ni Lord sa'yo eh. What if God has been telling you to complete your pledge to Antipolo? Di ba? Siguro nangusap si Lord sa'yo this year. At nagkaroon ka ng commitment kay God. And you said, Lord, I'm going to give this amount to Antipolo church plan. By the way, we want to thank you. Because Antipolo now is now functional. I mean, it's now operational. By the way, operational but not fully functional. And we pray that you will obey God. We pray that if you made a pledge for Antipolo and you have not completed your pledge, I pray that you will obey God immediately. Not only that, but Joseph's obedience was unconditional. Unconditional. Di ba? Sabi ng verse, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. Hindi sinabi ni Joseph kay God, Lord, ikaw nang bahala mag-explain sa nanay at tatay ko. Ang hirap na ma-explain ito. Maniniwala ba yung tatay at nanay ko na Holy Spirit yung tatay niyan? Ang labo mo, Lord. Di ba? And wala siyang ganun, di ba? Nothing like that. And yet, many times we're like that. When God was telling, when God would tell you something, you always want to have conditions first. Lord, kung ano, okay lang yan, Lord. Pero pagka ito, pagka nabigay sa akin yung bonus ko ngayon, okay lang. Pero pagka hindi. Lord, pagka sinugot mo itong prayer ko ngayon, gagawin ko to. Si Joseph, hindi. Joseph obeyed God unconditionally. Why? Because he was only thinking of what pleases God. Do you know, alam naman natin, di ba, we could never please everybody. Alam mo ba yun? And you can try so hard to please everybody. You could never please everybody, but you can please God. And that's what Joseph did. Joseph wasn't so concerned about what people will say about them. Joseph was not concerned about, you know, the ridicule and the mocking and yung mga, you know, stabbing him behind his back. No, he wasn't thinking of that because he was only thinking of what God thinks about him. He couldn't please everybody, but he could please his God. The quickest way to forget about who we are or thinking about us, okay, when being fully engaged with what God thinks about you is the quickest way to forget what people think about you. Are you a man pleaser? Are you a man pleaser? Lagi mong iniisip ang iniisip ng tao about you. The truth of the matter is, all of us are like that. That is why it's so important to listen to what God is saying to us. Kaya nga pagka tinanong ko sa inyo dito, sino po sa inyo dito yung nag-iisip, yung palagi nyo naiisip kung ano yung iniisip ng mga tao? Pwede nyo itaas yung kamay ninyo? Yung mga, taas mo yung kamay mo kung iniisip mo palagi kung ano yung iniisip ng tao sa'yo. Taas mo yung kamay mo. Yan. Konti lang, no? Yung mga hindi nagtaas ng kamay, alam niyo bakit hindi sila nagtaas ng kamay? Kasi iniisip nila baka ano isipin ng iba pag nagtaas sila ng kamay. The truth of the matter is, we're all like that. That is why it's so important. Hello? Di ba? It's so important to think about what God thinks of us. And that's what Joseph did. Not only was Joseph's obedience was immediate, not only was it unconditional, but Joseph's obedience was wholehearted. Wholehearted. Complete. Complete. The verse says, I love this verse. I don't know how he did it, but there is no way he could do this without the help of God. Can you imagine? This is what it says. The ESV says first. Let me read it to you in ESV. No? Sige, basahin muna. Nandiyan na yan. Yan muna. Okay. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. Until she gave birth to a son. I mean, he took her home. He took her home. Ito mas, sa ESV, sabi sa ESV, verse 25, verse 24 and 25, when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took his wife. But he knew her not. Diba? Lalo yung intindi yan, diba? Hindi sila nakakilalanan. Hindi. He knew her not. Ibig mo sabihin, they did not sleep together. I mean, they were living together for 9 months. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for self-control. Diba? Can you imagine that? For 9 months, he obeyed God completely. Hindi din think of, baka pwede na tayo kasi meron namang naon. Diba? Kasawa naman kita ngayon. Kasal na tayo. No, he did not do that. He did not act on that. But he actually waited. Waited until the baby is born. Wholehearted. Alam mo yung command ni God sa kanya, it's simple. Simple lang. Di ba? Take Mary as your wife and name the baby, and he gave him the name Jesus. And he gave the name Jesus. Dalawa lang yung command ni God sa kanya. Take Mary as your wife and name the baby Jesus. Simple, but not easy. But he obeyed God completely. See, the thing is, sometimes we're so consumed and concerned about the outcome of our obedience. Dapat hindi. See, God ang may problema sa result. That's his responsibility. His responsibility yung result. Our responsibility is to obey him. Again, you know, that hymn says, trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You want to be happy this Christmas? You want to be happy this Christmas? Yes. Thank you po dun sa sampu, yung pang iba ayaw. Okay. You need to trust and obey. You need to obey immediately whatever God has been telling you this Christmas. You know, maybe to some of you, simpleng-simple lang hinihingi ni Lord. Anak, basahin mo naman yung Bible. Anak, mag-pray ka naman. Kahit yung amen, bukas na. Di ba kasi minsan tayo nag-pray, no? Kaya iba may nabasa nga, kaya iba, kasi nakakalimutan niya mag-amen palagi. Ang ginawa niya, nag-deposit na siya ng maraming amen. No, amen na siya ng amen bago siya nag-pray. Para pag nakakalimutan daw niya, sasagutin pa rin siya ni Lord. No, labo, ano? No? But you know, sometimes, simply lang hinihingi ni Lord. Minsan, sinasabi lang sa inyo, anak, Be involved. Be a part of a victor group. Simple lang. To some of you, God has been, maybe he's been saying, you know, anak, alam mo, tagal-tagal mo na dito sa church. You're still not part of any ministry. Be a part. Or maybe to some of you, God has been telling you, anak, you know what? It's time to quit that ungodly relationship. And to some of you, you know, the Lord's been telling you to stay pure. And you're thinking, ano nang sabihin ng mga kaibigan ko? Or maybe to some of you, the Lord is saying, anak, sabihin mo lang sa mga friends mo, hindi ka pwedeng sumama sa inuman. Ah, pwede nga sumama sa inuman, pero ikaw lang tatagay. Hindi kayo inom. Ang corny mo naman. Na, ano sabihin ng mga kaibigan? You know, again, I don't know what God is saying to you. But you need to obey Him immediately, unconditionally, and wholeheartedly. Why? Because God determines the outcome. Obedience is the only thing expected from us. Yan ang ini-expect ni God. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If you know the song, sing with me. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You know, when you trust and obey God, sometimes you will disappoint people. You know that? You will disappoint people. Obeying God could mean disappointing people. Staying pure could disappoint people. Giving your tithes and offering could be disappointing to people. Coming to church could be disappointing people. Being true in paying your employees the right wage could be disappointing to people. Doing what is right can be disappointing people. See, the thing is, Joseph did not even think of those people. He didn't think of what his parents would say. He didn't think of what other, you know, his neighbors would say. He wasn't thinking about what, you know, what other people would say with yung mga co-workers. He wasn't even thinking of, baka hindi na ako mabigyan ng project. No, baka hindi na ako mabigyan ng project. Baka hindi na magpagawa yung mga tao sa akin. Kasi pinakasalan ko, diskasyada. No, he wasn't thinking of that. See, he was ready to accept the criticism of people. The question is, are you ready to accept criticism of people for your obedience to God? Because if you are, then you are ready to be used by God. Joseph did not, you know, accept the criticism from God. His simple act of obedience actually led to an extraordinary act of God. If you are ready to accept criticism for your obedience to God, because you will be criticized, you will be. You are ready to be used by God. Tandaan niyo po kung paano nag-start yung church natin? The church started at the university belt. And the people who went ahead of, you know, in church planting kay Pastor Steve, okay, sinasabihin siya, huwag dyan mag-church plant. Huwag dyan. Bakit? Kasi puro estudyante yan. Walang mangyayari sa dyan. Wala kang future dyan. But then the Lord said to Pastor Steve, this is where I should start my church. You know what? He was ready to accept that criticism. And look at where we are right now. It's not because of him, but it's because of God. Diba? Natatandaan ko rin paano ako na-save. A simple act. Okay? A simple act of someone in my class. Okay? Third year high school ako sa Arellano High School sa Santa Cruz, Maynila. Okay? Doon po ako na-save eh. Ako yung barumbado sa klase. Ako yung palagi ng babara ng teacher. Okay? Paborito ako ng teacher ko eh. Kaya nakikita ko kasi pagka lumapasok siya, namumula. Sa galit. Okay? Makikita pa lang ako, kumukulo na yung dugo. But you know, but then, one of my classmates actually obeyed God and invited me to a Bible study or to the youth service of that school, of our school. December 8, I went to that Bible study not knowing that the Lord will meet me. Not knowing that I will be saved that day. Okay? Because of that one simple act of obedience. So I came to know the Lord. The following day, December 9, I stood in front of my class of 49 students and I shared my testimony with them. The following day. The following summer, I went on a mission trip. that led me to become a missionary for 14 years. And now I'm a pastor. You know where that all started? With one lady who obeyed God to invite me to a Bible study. What has God been speaking to you to do and obey this Christmas? Hindi mo alam. Hindi mo alam at hindi mo alam kung ano yung mag-unroll dyan. At kung ano pa yung mangyayari because of your obedience to God. Why? Because from the story of Joseph and Mary, Joseph, this is what we could learn. Extraordinary acts of God often start with an ordinary acts of obedience. Ordinary. Simple. Simple act of obedience. Simple act of obedience. What has God been speaking to you this Christmas season? I hope that you will obey God immediately, unconditionally, and wholeheartedly. Because you never know what you will set in motion with that simple act of obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. May I call on the worship team? Let's just worship together. You know, it's amazing. When you look at the life of Joseph, here's the amazing thing. He never said anything. He just kept on obeying God. Chapter 2 of Matthew. When you look at the book of Matthew, you will find out when Jesus was born, an angel of the Lord again appeared to Joseph. And you know what the angel said? You have to leave for Egypt because someone is going to kill children 2 years old and below. You know what Joseph did? He didn't say anything. He just obeyed. Trust and obey. And then, years later, again the Lord spoke to him in a dream and told him, it's now time for you to go back to Bethlehem. It's okay to go back now because the people who wants to harm Jesus are dead. You know what he did? He silently obeyed God. Silently obeyed God. And then again, during that moment, when he was about to go to that place, the angel told him, don't stay in that place. I want you to go to Nazareth. He didn't know anybody in Nazareth. He wasn't from Nazareth. But you know what Joseph did? He obeyed. His simple act of obedience brought the greatest act of God to bring salvation to all men because of his simple act of obedience. What is God has been speaking to you?